A candlelight vigil in honor of the Orlando shooting victims drew more than 1,000 people to Bloomington City Hall last night. The event was organized by Bloomington Pride. It featured speakers from many local organizations. We bring you some of those comments now for today's WFHB Community Report. The first speaker in this next clip is Hannah Fidler, who spoke about LGBTQ Muslims.
When I heard the news about the tragedy in Orlando, I was flying back from an interfaith LGBTQ iftar in Toronto. An iftar is the meal that Muslims eat to break the daily fast in Ramadan. The event was filled with so many LGBTQ Muslims, some of whom were also refugees. There were also so many straight Muslim allies and non-Muslim friends of every gender and sexuality. It was a night of tremendous hope and resistance. People of all genders, sexualities, and religions praying and breaking bread together. We could all just be ourselves and feel loved. But now the LGBTQ Muslim community is shocked and grieving, just like you. Like you, we are angry and scared. In the words of activist El-Farouk Kaki, LGBTQ Muslims don't just stand with you, we are you. But many people aren't aware of LGBTQ Muslims and their struggles, especially those of refugees. There are very few places where we can feel accepted and affirmed as both Muslim and queer. I certainly do not represent all Muslims, but then again, neither does Omar Mateen. And as a queer Muslim, I fear that this atrocity in Orlando will spread Islamophobia even more and alienate some of the most vulnerable queer Muslims who really need support. We all need as much love and solidarity as we can find during these times.
Hi, my name is Kyle Hayes. I'm on the board of directors as well. As Justin mentioned, on Sunday, we were at our board of directors' annual retreat, and I kept seeing the updates. Another mass shooting, they said. 20 dead, 30 dead, 40 dead, 50 dead. But this just wasn't another mass shooting. These were my people, our people, my tribe and your tribe. We found sanctuary in places like the Pulse nightclub, and now that sense of security has been violated. And I'm angry. I'm angry that mass loss of life is not cause enough for a call to action by our leaders. I am so angry that so many people are unable to see that this is more than just about guns. It's about guns, but it's also about unapologetic bigotry and vicious hate. I'm so angry that my Congress refuses to allow for comprehensive gun violence research. Meanwhile, we're bleeding to death on the streets and in our sanctuaries. I'm enraged that this was 49 people at one time, but that every single day in this country, scores more meet their end with a bullet and nothing, nothing changes. I'm angry. I am so, so angry. And I can't shake it off right now. We are all angry. But I don't want to be angry anymore. I want to heal. I want to affect change. I want to live in a society where being who or what you are doesn't come with the risk of being slaughtered by war machinery. But then I see this. I see all of you. I see buildings built by the hands of people lit up with the splendor of the colors of the rainbow, colors that signify the beautiful diversity of us as a people. I see crowds from all over the world, thousands strong, singing for them and for us. I see churches, mosques, and other places of worship and their people mobilizing to extend love and resources. I see outspoken voices urgently pleading for people to call their representatives and demand change now. I see candlelight vigils and calls to prayer and action, and I marvel at just how wonderfully and painfully beautiful we can be together. I remember the togetherness that won marriage equality just under a year ago this month. That same togetherness, one of conviction, love, and pride, can overcome this. Together we will overcome this. Our collective voices are mighty, and as long as our hearts and minds behind them continue to raise them up together, there is nothing that we cannot accomplish. To all my LGBTQ+ and ally brothers and sisters, that's all of you. I love all of you. You are my family. We will heal together and only together. My heart, our hearts, bleeding together. Only love can heal us. Thank you. If Araceli Gomez from the City of Bloomington's Latino Programs and Outreach Division Coordinator could please come up.
There are no words. What has happened in Orlando is simply a tragedy. What we can do as a community is reflect. Reflect on what has happened. Both the LGBTQ community and the Latino community were targeted. Unfortunately, these communities have a history of being targeted, and this shows us that as a society, we still have our flaws. Understanding the intersectionality of these communities is important, and we must raise awareness about the intersectional dimensions of injustice. It cannot be ignored. As a community, what we can do is come together like we have today. We can support each other and we can have hope. Hope that we can create a better society for our future generations. Lillian Casillas, the director of La Casa, couldn't be here with us today, but she shared this quote with me and I want to share it with you. It's Cesar Chavez, the late activist and leader. He said, "We draw our strength from the very despair in which we have been forced to live. We shall endure."
I'd like to call up Rabbi Brian Besser from the congregation Beth Shalom.
We express our pain and outrage, our sympathy and support for the victims of the attack in Orlando and their families. We condemn the act of violence of one hate-filled individual. We note that he specifically targeted gays and lesbians, and we impugn that part of the wider American culture that still marginalizes the LGBT community and creates the atmosphere in which it is okay to attack people of different sexual and gender identities. The central value upon which my tradition rests is that every human being is in the image of God exactly as he or she is created. We also condemn the accessibility of assault weaponry that made it possible for the perpetrator to kill dozens of victims. In my tradition, there is no higher commandment than that of preserving life. Any and all individual liberties are subservient to the ethical imperative to prevent the loss of life. We also condemn the exploitation of the tragedy to renew the call for discriminating against Muslims. As Jews, we know full well what it's like to be the object of discrimination from members of the dominant society who distrust us, malign us, and falsely accuse us. We stand with our Muslim sisters and brothers who are as outraged as we are by this act of terrorism.